Thank you.
We will move to number 12 on our agenda, Division Award Recipients, and I believe Director Van Meteren will be joining us for that as well.
Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roman, and Parks and Recreation Director Jeff Van Meteren. We had a our annual division meeting October 8th down in Chamberlain this year, and have all the full-time staff attend that. So we got a roughly about 125-30 full-time employees, and really the big priority of that meeting is presenting our annual awards. We have a lot of talented staff in our division, in our department, but in our division, this is our opportunity to kind of recognize those people. And I just wanted to kind of roll through that today with you folks and touch on some of these folks. So I think in your handbook there, you have item number 12. I can't tell you which page that's on. Let's see. Page 12, item 12, page 12. That makes sense, doesn't it? Liz is always on top of things. So anyway, our first recipient is Jason Bauman. Jason received the Distinguished Service Award this year. Jason has worked for the department for 24 years. He's held himself in the highest level of accountability and collaboration by consistently modeling integrity, professionalism, and dedication in all aspects of his work. For his many years of service, Jason has held positions within the department, starting as the assistant manager at Lake Herman State Park, a park manager at Big Sioux Recreation Area, and presently the district supervisor at the Newton Hill State Park District. During his years of service, Jason has worked on several major land acquisitions and development projects that included the Gooder State Park Visitor Center construction and trails development, lodge development at Newton Hill State Park, and the development of a frisbee golf, dog training area, canoe launch at Big Sioux Recreation Area. Jason has also taken on community outreach programs like 4-H shooting sports, which he's personally very involved in, and also taken on personal development opportunities through the department. All of these things exemplify his deep commitment to both the department and the broader community. Jason has always held a standard of excellence through a tireless work ethic and a proactive approach to all facets of the job he holds. So very happy to present that to Jason. Our next recipient, we have two awards. This year we awarded two awards of appreciation. Our first one went to Ashley Weibel, Ashley. Ashley is not even a Division of Parks employee. She comes from the Division of Wildlife. She's just a true team player, assisting both Parks and Wildlife Division with our Go Outdoor system, primarily helping external customers learn to use it, and internal staff customers to navigate the reports. Ashley has done a tremendous job building a solid relationship with our vendor, Brandt, as she works behind the scenes and ensures our accounting and reports are correct. She has made the system better for all of us. So thank you, Ashley. The next award of appreciation went to Levi Van Zembeek. Levi was actually nominated by three of his peers this year. As the Custer State Park business manager, Levi's contributions extend far beyond his title. He is an indispensable member of our team, consistently demonstrating exceptional dedication, versatility, and leadership. Levi's expertise spans various areas, including budget management, hiring, gate operations, purchasing, and customer service. He plays a vital role in organizing and executing large events like the Buffalo Roundup, showcasing his remarkable ability to multitask and problem solve. His calm demeanor or can-do attitude and ability to juggle multiple projects are truly remarkable. Levi's subtle sense of humor and willingness to help resolve internal and external issues has earned him the trust of staff and made him a reliable team player. Thank you, Levi. Our next award is kind of a newer award. We have a lot of staff that just come up with innovative ideas, and you saw this one last month in our hearing commission meeting. This was Cassie's Ladies Let's Fish program. Just a really cool program that she spearheaded coming out of a her attendance at the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation conference. You know, this class provided women with the opportunity to learn how to fish as well as the details of fishing in comfortable environment amongst other women in a class that was led by women. Ladies Let's Fish took place once a month on Thursdays at Pelican Lake Recreation Area. Cassie has done a tremendous job building relationships among the area with program participants, volunteers, and local staff from Parks, Wildlife, and the Enforcement Section. I think that's really, that was really the key thing. And she'd tell you that. It wasn't just Cassie. It was bringing the right people together to help these ladies learn the joy of fishing. These relationships are what made her class so successful. And Ladies Let's Fish is just another example of her bringing her unique thinking and leadership skills to create, build, and execute a program that is truly impactful. Every year we nominate a seasonal of the year. We have about 400 seasonals that work in our park system. So that's quite an honor when you're one of 400. And this year it went to Tom Burgess, who has worked out at Farm Island. This is Tom's third summer working as a campground supervisor. He travels all the way from Oregon as a work camper to be with the park staff. He leaves behind his wife, Rachel, and his hunting dogs to help out in the summer. Tom is able to tackle every aspect of managing parks you can ask of a seasonal. He works well with customer conflict, keeping facilities very clean, including pressure washing the vault toilets. Those are outhouses in our parks. You don't find too many people that want to do that, especially when they're retired. Tom helps us out in the fall, cleaning facilities and grounds, turning over cabins in the morning, before enjoying a day in the field pheasant hunting, as Rachel and his four-legged companions meet up with him for another fall hunting season in South Dakota. Tom is absolutely a blessing to work with. So thank you, Tom. Probably out pheasant hunting right now. All right. Couple more here. The Volunteer of the Year Award. Again, we have a lot of volunteers in our park system. And it's a pleasure to nominate this year Oliver Tollefson. Oliver couldn't be with us at the division meeting this year, but Oliver has volunteered at Custer State Park since 2004, so almost 20 years. This is his 20th year. Every summer, Oliver has been the guy at the Wildlife Station Visitor Center. The Wildlife Station Visitor Center averages 48,871 people between May through Roundup every year. Using a bit of math, we project that Oliver has interacted with just over 1 million people in the Wildlife Station Visitor Center over his tenure at Custer State Park. His love for not only the park's resources, but in helping families find some bison to view is unmatched. Oliver's favorite day of the year might be the Roundup morning when he has directed traffic into the South parking area for years. Oliver has contributed just over 6,000 hours to Custer State Park. So very much appreciate that. And then we have two teamwork awards we presented this year. And you're familiar with both of these. We presented one of these here at an earlier commission meeting. The first one is the Pickerel Lake Modern Cabin Construction. I'm not going to read off all the names there, but I'll just read the nomination real quickly. Together, this team worked with Pickerel staff to provide over 700 hours of labor outside of their home parks to complete the full construction of the Pickerel Modern Cabin on site. We didn't have one contractor there to do this work. We did it all of ourselves. Outside, I think, of the electricity. It was the one trade that we had to have done there. They worked on strengthening trade skills such as excavation, concrete foundation and flatwork, framing, insulation, window and door insulation, roofing, flooring, sheetrock, painting, and finishing trim. These various apprentices all serve Mark Crawford, who's kind of our building maintenance specialist there in the Northeast District. And it involved all five Northeast Park districts. So very thankful for those employees that not only came to learn a skill, but to help contribute to constructing an absolutely beautiful camping or modern cabin. And then the last one, our last award, went to the team that helped bring our Palisades expansion project together. Together, this group of staff came together as a team, demonstrating exceptional collaboration and dedication to the complete the first three phases of the Palisades expansion project. This team seamlessly integrated new park amenities and increased capacity while preserving the natural beauty and history of the area. Their collective efforts in planning, coordinating, and executing this expansion has provided an enhanced recreational opportunities and elevated the overall experiences for our visitors. Various tasks this team accomplished included tree, turf, and habitat plantings and facility construction and development within a relatively short time period, all while continuing efforts to keep the high standards of operation in the existing park going. You can, again, see all the park staff members there, and we recognize some of them at our meeting in July at the Bitterth Visitor Center there. So very grateful to our staff. It's a great time to come together and thank them for all the hard work they do. So thank you for giving me the time to share that with you.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions, comments from the commission? Congratulations to all of the award recipients. Job well done. And Director Van Meek.